This week in the Los Angeles Business Journal, a commuter service that wants you to fly over LA to beat the traffic, and a behind-the-scenes look at award season. Carpools and vanpools have long been a way for workers to escape the daily long-distance commute. Now one local startup is looking to add fly pools, yes, fly pools, to the picture. Joining us now for more about this week's issue of the Los Angeles Business Journal is publisher and CEO Anna Megzanian. As always, welcome.
Good morning.
Hi.
This sounds so futuristic. Tell us, who is this company, and how practical
it
and
does.
Realistic is this?
So this is this company is called Float Shuttle, and it's based in Diamond Bar. It's the acronym or the name is based off fly over all traffic. So it's kind of a neat way of the dream.
Speaking your language,
yeah. Yeah, it's all of our languages, right?
And next week they're going to basically announce on when they're going to start. They're going to start probably several months of basically providing a caravan type flyover for short distance for some of our commuters.
How does it all work?
So this is membership-based. So passengers are able to buy a membership.
Out of LAX, out of Burbank, where?
No, it's going to be out of the smaller aviation airports. So that's, Ontario and some of the smaller aviation airports. But what's really interesting, it's membership-based. And the membership-based is going to allow folks to be able to book every day, morning or an evening flight out. Now, it's going to be about 50 miles to 100 miles. It's going to take about 20 to 30 minutes. So these are folks who... This will work for folks that are like super commuters that have to drive over 50 miles, and this is just kind of an alternative approach to not sitting
and
in
how they
traffic.
Going to roll it out?
You know, one of the things that they're working on is to keep their costs down. So they've partnered with a Hawaiian-based airline company, and they're going to take some of those airlines first and just kind of work with them, and then hopefully, expand from there.
My big thing has been, traffic in the city. Flying cars. This is the next
cars,
step
yeah.
closer to...
We're getting there. We're getting there.
Fly over that bumper to bumper, right?
Absolutely.
So, okay, before you go,
yes.
You have to tell us about the Academy Awards. Sunday's the big day.
Sunday's the big day.
I know you've got an entertainment issue that's going to be coming out. Can you give us a little preview of what
Absolutely.
We can expect?
Absolutely. So we take a slightly different approach with our entertainment special report, and we're looking at the industries that it impacts. So I think one of the stories that we talk about is the Oscar-nomics, we're calling it, right? The economics of
wow.
the Oscars.
I like that
and,
term.
Cool.
Yeah.
and Matt and our team has talked about really about, there are companies, obviously, like the tuxedo companies and the event companies, the hotel companies do really well during the Oscars. But there are some major venues that basically go dark, right? So the movie theaters, they go dark on the Oscar day. And Live Nation and Staples Center and all of those guys, on Sunday, there's really not a lot going on the bigger venues kind of to offset that because they don't want to compete in that space. So that's one report we're talking about. Another one is a little bit about understanding what the Oscars mean for talent and how they get compensated. There's some new ways that they're getting compensated. Like if you have an Oscar nominee, your film has an Oscar nominee, there might be a kind of a bump in your salary on that end. There's also kind of a fun story about, we know that the talent, the A-list talent, gets that bump. However, the chefs, right, the catering companies, you look at Wolfgang Puck,
yeah. He owns the Oscars.
He's an icon, not only in Los Angeles in the entertainment industry, but the entertainment industry has made him an icon in L.A. But there's also other A-list parties that are happening all around town that, you got the Vanity Fair party, et cetera, that really kind of bring up some of these A-list chefs. And we talk a little bit about the catering business
Gosh,
as well.
Gosh, how fun.
No, it sounds fun.
I like you. Oscar-nomics.
Oscar-nomics, yeah,
like
yes.
Only you. Yeah. Anna Megzanian, thank you so much.
And before you go, tell the people where we can get more info.
Yes, more information on labusinessjournal.com and subscribe to our weekly issue.
Yay. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Always good to see you.
Always good to see you guys. Yeah.